Shalom, this is the Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now today I'm venturing out, walking on the water, and I've actually started this a few months back when the Lord asked me to teach on the book of Revelation. I was led to begin this study with some urging from the Lord, and Brother Hilton Sutton had a big part to do with it. Dr. Hilton Sutton, as you know, was very much a studier, a student, and a well-able teacher of the book of Revelation. Brother Sutton spoke at Kenneth Copeland's ministry conference in January of 2012, and Brother Copeland asked him to give his testimony of healing. Brother Sutton had received a divine healing from cancer. That was in January. Now, he did pass away in March, but it had nothing to do with the cancer. It was a completely unrelated thing that had to do with a hospital, a test, and some things, but he did not die of cancer. Now, his last sermon that I heard him was at the January KCM Ministers Conference, and he was asked to give his testimony about divine healing, and he did. And then at the end, in the last few minutes allotted him, he lighted up when he urged those preachers, the whole congregation is preachers, ministers, pastors, he urged them to get into the book of Revelation. And we're going to play for you right now a little bit at the end of that sermon so you can hear the enthusiasm in his voice as he urged them to study the book of Revelation.
But if you preach Jesus, you need to preach the book of Revelation. After all, from Revelation chapter 1, verses 3 and 11, it is clearly stated, this is the book to be taught and preached in the churches. I have folks all the time say, well, Hilton, one of these days we'd like to have you come and teach the book of Revelation. I'd be delighted to, but why aren't you touching on it? We've heard so many negative things about this book. Oh, so often I hear, it's a book of hidden meanings. Well, now, if it were a book of hidden meanings, God didn't title it right. If it were indeed, as some folks say, a book of hidden meanings, he should have called it the mystery. Figure it out if you can. And most of our believers are going about trying to figure it out, if they even touch it at all, and most of them stay away from it because they say, oh, that book scares me. Isn't it strange, Brother Copeland, that the God who doesn't give us the spirit of fear would conclude his book with a horror story? So from Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, what does verse 3 say? Frightened, troubled, confused, and almost driven out of their minds are those that read this book. No, this is the only book in the Bible about which a blessing is declared right at the beginning. Chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed is he who reads and they who hear the word of this prophecy. Blessed. And this is the camp that believes in blessings. Hallelujah. Then we've got to include the book of Revelation. You say, yes, but that's the, where's the other reference? It's in verse 11. Verse 11, that is to be taught in the churches. Can you say, Hilton, can you confirm that? Oh, yes, chapter 22 and verse 16, same statement. So we have three different occasions in the book of Revelation where this book ought to be in the churches. And if you preach Jesus, you've got to include the book of Revelation because it is all about Jesus. It's not about the tribulation period. It's not about the Antichrist.
If that doesn't incite you to the study of the book of Revelation. So when Brother Hilton Sutton passed away, it seemed to come up on me from heaven to begin to teach this book. I do not think that I'm an expert on this book at all. I don't claim to know everything about this book, but I have been studying it at the urgency of the Lord. And I am praying that prayer in Ephesians 1, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him concerning this great book, the book of Revelation. You know, Satan hates this book more than any other book of the Bible. He even fights our reading it. That's why ministers stay away from it. They don't teach on it. They don't even read it publicly. Maybe they quote a few random verses. But this book, as Brother Sutton said, is the only one that the Lord, risen Lord, by the way, told us that there was a blessing just for reading it. So I'm going to ask you to, with me, pray for me that in this radio presentation, he will help us. The revelation. In our King James Bible, it says, the revelation of St. John the Divine. But that is not what it is. The first line of the book says that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation. Let's start with that word itself. The Greek word is apokalypsis. And from that, we get our word apocalypse. If somebody, even the movie industry's gotten into this, if they want to scare you, they'll make some kind of a movie called The Apocalypse. So people are afraid of it. It comes from these Greek words, however, apo, which means from, and then you hear in it kaluma, which is a veil, and kalupto, which is to cover. So we see that apokalypsis is to take from cover, to unveil something. As Hilton Sutton said, this is not the great mystery. This is the unveiling. Bullinger in the Companion Bible called it, this whole book of Revelation, the unveiling, revealing, and presentation to earth and heaven of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Clarence Larkin said, it is the unveiling of those events that precede and accompany his return to the earth. Oh, this is the great joyous book of the revelation of Jesus Christ. As Brother Hilton Sutton said, it's not the revelation of the Antichrist. It's the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, its true title should not be the revelation of St. John the Divine. In the Hebrew Bible, the Hebrew Bibles are all the books of the Hebrew Bibles are always titled from the first line of the book. For instance, the book that we call Genesis, that is called Bereshit. Bereshit in Hebrew means in the beginning. Those are the first words of it. So the book is called in Hebrew in the beginning. The book of Exodus is called in Hebrew Shemot or names. And the first line of that book is, and these are the names of the children of Israel who were coming to Egypt with Jacob. So it is God's way, and the divine title of the book is the first line of the book. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let's agree that as we read through this book of Revelation, we can claim that blessing that comes from reading it. We want to notice in verse 1, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is the uncovering, the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, soon coming. But God is the giver of this revelation. We see that in Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. That would be you. That would be me. Yes, we are his children. We are his sons, but we are also like Paul called himself, a bondservant. So it is necessary that the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, the servants of God, in the end of days, and that would be you and me, it is necessary that we see these things which must shortly come to pass. And that's why I think God has impressed upon me to teach on this book. You and I, who are living now, we may well be that last generation in which Jesus comes. And it is necessary that we see what must shortly come to pass. And he sent this message, Revelation 1:1 says, and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Things which must quickly come to pass. In speed they must come to pass. And he sent it by his angel. There is an angel involved in the giving of this. I believe it's about 55 times that angels are mentioned in the book of Revelation. So there's an angel, a mediary, involved. And he sent it by John the scribe. John is the scribe. He's the one who's writing the book. This is John the Beloved, one of the 12 apostles. He's the only one who died a natural death. This book is written in about A.D. 96. Jesus would have died on the cross and rose again in about A.D. 30. So this is 66 years later. John is an older man. He's 96 years old, and he's in exile on the Isle of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. The Aegean Sea is between Greece on the west and Turkey to the east. All seven churches that are going to be addressed here in this book are in what we call Turkey today. In fact, in a very small area of Turkey called Asia Minor. Attempts on John's life had been made, but God had protected him. Every other apostle died a martyr's death. We know that he survived being boiled in oil. Tertullian, the second century theologian, in his book, The Prescription Against Heretics, chapter 36, writes and argues against those who are arguing against the gospel, who are somewhere near Rome itself. And he invites them to visit the sites where the apostles, Peter and Paul, had suffered martyrdom and where an attempt was made to murder John. Now, this is a direct quote from Tertullian's book. Since, moreover, you are close upon Italy, you have Rome, from which there comes even into our own hands the very authority of the apostles themselves. How happy is its church, on which apostles poured forth all their doctrine along with their blood, where Peter endures a passion like his Lord's, where Paul wins his crown in a death like John the Baptist's, where the Apostle John was first plunged unhurt into boiling oil and thence remitted to his island exile. John was kept alive by God to write for you and me, to experience and to write for you and me the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to be back again tomorrow with your Bible as we are going to go into this book of Revelation. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow. Shalom.